in the trees, a potential snare. Close my eyes and block my ears. Cut the cord and leave me here.
Welcome back to Phantom Island. My name is Stephen Godfrey. Ryan Nanny, you're with me. Home field, you're with me too. They're not in the room spiritually.
I'm wearing home field. That counts.
Yeah. A Memphis State, but, you know, not Indiana, which is that's a choice.
Not Indiana,
right
now. Not Montana State.
Yeah. We're going to talk about Montana State today. Thank you to our friends at home field for sponsoring this this journey. And it's going to be a journey because for the second time ever in the history of Phantom Island, you and I attended the same football game.
Third.
What was the second?
The Ole Miss game we went to this year?
What was the first?
You just told me earlier, you got angry when I was like, you were at that Army-Navy game with me? You were like, yeah, I
not
was.
In Phantom Island's history.
Oh, come on.
That was some other two-name enterprise.
God.
This year at Phantom Island.
All right.
And we didn't do an entire episode. Oh, you know what? I'll tell you what. As we record this, and this is going to go up soon, so yeah. I don't have to worry about time stamping or dating. If Ole Miss wins the national title, we should do a retrospective on that Wazoo game because
that's where it all came together.
This makes zero sense. All right. We attended in two very different ways. We're going to get into this. The FCS National Championship.
Yes.
Last night here in Nashville, Tennessee at Vanderbilt Stadium or First Bank Stadium.
Nobody calls it that.
I did the traditional hashtag important sports writer route. Blazer on.
Yep.
Went to the press box.
Hung out with Bill C.
Saw a couple people we know from The Athletic. Saw some of the usual Nashville suspects. And then you grabbed a ticket last minute.
Yeah.
You ended up on the visitor side, which was the Montana State side. We're going to get into all this in a second.
Yeah.
Okay. This was maybe one of the best sports experiences that we've had, certainly that we've shared in the short life of Phantom Island.
Yeah,
but we both came away like, oh, we're making this a thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was true. We had talked about doing something off of this game months ago.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, the FCS National Championship is in Nashville this year and next year. Ostensibly, that's because they're renovating the stadium in Frisco, Texas, where they usually hold the FCS National Championship. But I do think it's fair to say that it feels like this is Nashville's way of putting in a bid for future consideration. It doesn't feel like this is just a one-off, oh, we'll do Texas a solid for a couple of years.
Hell no.
If I had to guess.
Man, you and I are not Nashville natives. We're
correct.
Not from Tennessee. We don't really have any pride in that way. But damn, do I want to rally to the ball and try and keep this event in Nashville.
Yeah, sure.
Before we get into the break for subscribers, this is going to be a premium episode, only really as sort of a kind of fun and awkward notes dump for me and then just like an experiential thing. This is as close as we'll come to like a travelogue.
Yeah.
But we went to a sports thing.
Yeah.
We were left highly entertained, so it felt like we needed to get on the microphone and talk about this. We also have content upcoming in your feed about the Rose Bowl as well, because Ryan went to the Rose Bowl with our friends at home field. And it's so funny to me that we're like, you know, you might be equally jazzed, I guess, that you went to these. You've been to a lot of sporting events in the last 10 days.
I've been to more football games this season than I have in probably the last, like, seven combined.
Okay, cumulatively.
Yeah.
As Phantom Island.
Yeah.
What games has Phantom Island experienced in person this year? We'll work backwards. We were at the FCS national title game.
Yeah.
Montana State defeats Illinois State. We're going to get into all that in a second after
yes.
the jump. You were at the Rose Bowl.
I was the Rose Bowl. Indiana stomped Alabama.
Okay. What other games have you been to this year in person?
The only other one is the Ole Miss Wazoo game.
We went to Ole Miss Washington State with our friend Brian Floyd, formerly of SB Nation and Gannett, as well as Nate Scott, my old editor on the Bagman piece, and several other things.
Narrow loss for Washington State.
I
showed up great.
Staffed the Vanderbilt victory over LSU.
That's right.
As a big time hashtag sports writer.
Yeah.
I went to two games I can't talk about yet.
Okay.
For a major project in 2026.
Yep.
They were two college football games.
Yeah.
You'd never guess.
Yeah.
So don't try.
Yeah.
You'll never guess.
Yeah. People will. And, you know, respect to you for trying to guess. And one of you might even get it right, but we're not going to say if you did or not.
Do I have any idea if I've been to another game this year? I don't.
Neither one of us attended the Music City Bowl.
Oh, God, no.
Go Illini.
No. I had several people in different official capacities like, hey, do you want a field pass? Do you want to come out? And I was like, no.
You have one more on the list upcoming, but you haven't.
It hasn't. Well, I'm going to the national title
game. You're going to the national championship. Yeah.
I didn't cover a conference championship game.
Nope.
This is thrilling audio. Steven looks through his calendar.
I know that that's everybody on my
list. What a blur.
You know, the one thing I didn't do this year that I really like doing, and I'll just shout them out. Our friends with the LSU tailgate, Zach and crew.
Yeah.
I didn't go to – I usually make a point of going to – I've never done it in Baton Rouge, but I've gone to their tailgate in Tuscaloosa and in Auburn.
Mm.
And I didn't attend a tailgate this year, and that's a little – but you know what? Maybe we'll just say, hey, guys, come set the tailgate up for the FCS National Championship next year in Nashville.
Correct. Or they could – come try and set their tailgate up in Oxford for a slightly important game in week three next year.
They need open flame, unfortunately.
Oh, Lordy.
You forgot one?
I'm so embarrassed.
Okay.
This is so embarrassing, but I'm going to keep it in because I didn't go in any official capacity.
Oh, Georgia, Texas. You went to Georgia, Texas.
Through the kind generosity of Georgia is a Verb, one of our longtime listeners, subscribers, producers, he and I and my two... slightly misbehaving children that night saw Georgia, Texas from Georgia's Verb's wonderful seats.
Yeah.
In Athens.
Yeah.
Picturesque. If you tried to, I am now replacing, this is a controversial take. I'm now replacing a night game at LSU with that Georgia, Texas game as like, this is where you take the alien when they land.
Oh, and this is the environment the SEC you show
in college
them?
Football.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Athens glow up is so insane.
All right.
This is not what this episode's about. Yeah. So without further ado, so I can start note dumping. Which includes just going through a lot of pictures that we took individually and laughing at each other.
Yeah.
We are going to – we got to find a way to ask a question on this episode.
No, we don't. This isn't the
Wednesday. How cool.
This isn't the Wednesday episode. It doesn't have to be a question.
Just how cool was the FCS championship?
That's a great question.
You want to find out how cool the FCS championship was? Do you want to support good independent journalism? Do you want to have access to our entire archive of episodes of The Single Wing, of episodes of We're Not All Like This, exclusive interviews? Do you want to help the cause for some major cool TBD announced projects that are coming in 2026 about the world of sports and college football that you don't even know about, dog? I promise. You go to phantomisland.show. Phantomisland.show for as little as $10 a month. You can also save a little cash right now. It's not a sale because it's there in perpetuity. For $100, you get the whole year. You get every piece of bonus content. You're going to get early access to our new projects. Hey, you guys asking about when season two of Who Killed College Football coming? It is. Stop asking me questions. I'm busy right now. Okay, can I have a moment to myself? But it's coming. PhantomIsland.show. Support this journalism. Support this good storytelling. Support whatever idiocy that it is we're about to record.
Phantom Island is produced by Michael Serber. Our theme song is also called Phantom Island from the album of the same name by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. Thanks again for listening, and we'll talk to you again soon.